Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Braided Faith Podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you all today. And again, I know I've been MIA. I've already explained a good portion of that to you guys. But I'm going to tell you all, the past like couple of weeks have been insane. So I had an ovarian cyst rupture. I got the flu, and then I started having these crazy migraines. Y'all, I had literally a migraine for like 3 days straight. It was awful. Thankfully, I had some prayer warriors, one specifically my sister. She, the day that she had prayed over me, I had had this migraine for going on 3 days straight. I had an appointment with the doctor, not the following day, but the day after that. And we had tried everything for this headache, you guys, everything, Advil, Tylenol, aspirin, like ibuprofen, like turmeric, like everything. We were so desperate. And, that evening, like I went to sleep with a headache and I woke up with no headache. And so I just really believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the healing hand of God. And when we have people in our lives that are able and willing to and believe, have the faith also to do a powerful prayer over you with all the faith in the world, and all the faith in God, actually not even in the world, but all the faith in God, that God can do a healing in you. And then you're receiving that prayer with the same faith. Amazing things can happen because that's just who God is. So before the 3 day long migraine, I was still having headaches like before that for like over a week. Where I wouldn't necessarily have a migraine all day long, but I would have like this shadow of a headache. And then every few hours, a migraine would hit. I'd have to go lay down. I mean, I don't know if y'all have ever had. I'm not a headache person. I'm not a migraine person. I don't get headaches. So it was very new to me. But I have had migraines before, like just sporadically. And these were the kind of headaches where I would have to go in our bedroom, turn off all the lights, make sure all the shades were down, all the curtains were closed, and just sit there or lay there. So anyway, so that's what's been going on. But I'm finally, this is the first week I'm finally feeling better. My appointment was supposed to be Wednesday. And so thankfully to Jesus and his healing hands, I was able to cancel that appointment because I was so afraid, like, and I don't like using that word, but hey, we're human. Sometimes even as Christians, we have fear or whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to start something like this when it comes to your head. I don't want anything to be wrong with my head. I don't want something to be going on that is like drastic, you know? So anyway, thankfully God healed me and I haven't had a headache since. So praise the Lord. So something new that I'm going to be doing on the podcast is, so over the past few weeks, I have been getting so many requests to review books on my podcast. And that's something that I don't do on my podcast. I've never thought of it. It's just never been a thought. But so if you follow me on Instagram, then you guys know that I am a book reviewer for Frontgate Media. And so I guess I've just kind of always kept my book reviews with Frontgate Media because, you know, I get paid by them. It's kind of just, you know, it's something that I just do for them. And the thought has been there to slowly start maybe doing it for myself, where maybe authors can reach out to me. And I haven't figured out all the logistics or the details or what that's going to look like. But I do know that the Lord has really been calling me in that direction. I mean, I love reading. I've loved reading since I was little. So I don't really know what this will look like. I have an Instagram called Novel and Mug. I have a website that is currently not published because I wasn't, when I started my crystaladdis.com blog, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with everything else. So I knew I wanted to keep Braided Faith as my podcast, and just my podcast. And then, you know, obviously I'm still book reviewing, but that's, you know, that was just kind of not something that was like my own business or anything like that. It was just what I do for a publisher. So anyway, with all of that being said, something I want to start at least slowly introducing into my podcast, because again, I don't know what this looks like. I don't know. I mean, I've interviewed authors before in the past. I will interview authors moving forward. And so that's just kind of been in the wheelhouse of Braided Faith. Now at this point, I don't know if that means later down the road, I'll start a Novel Mug podcast, or if I'll just keep all of the book stuff here. I don't really know, because I would like to keep book reviews separate. But again, I just don't know what this looks like. I'm just allowing God to, normally I go ahead of God when I feel like he's leading me somewhere. I will just whoosh, I run with it. And then I run ahead of him. And then I'm sure I've missed lots of opportunities that he actually had for me, but I ran past him. And so I'm learning to just be obedient, to be still, and to watch him work, to watch him pave the way for me. And so I'm really trying to not just run ahead and be like, okay, I'm going to do the website, I'm going to start a new podcast, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm just like, okay, God, you're just giving me these little nuggets, and I'm just trusting that you're already making the way. You already have the plan. I don't have to plan it. So with all of that being said, I will start introducing books that I am either currently reading or I have read, and I won't do a full book review on that, but I'll just kind of give a little bit where I am on the book. If it's a current read, I'll just kind of let you know what I'm gathering from it so far, and you know, my likes, dislikes, whatever. I like to try to be honest with book reviews, you know, especially book reviews. So here's the thing: if you follow me on Instagram, just FYI, a lot of the books that I post about are maybe not books I have fully read through and have done like a legit full book review on, because I take my time with book reviews. If an author reaches out to me outside of Front Gate Media, I will read the book, take the time to read the book, and fully review it. With Front Gate Media, I don't always get the time. I will sometimes have a deadline. You know, like for example, this isn't the book I'm going to introduce you guys to, but this is, I just got this in today. But my deadline is before Mother's Day, which is on Sunday. It's Friday now. I'm recording this on Friday. So I need to get a post up probably today for this, even though I haven't really had a chance to go through it, because that's my deadline. And so I don't always get to thoroughly review, but I will look through it. What I do is if there was a deadline and I didn't get, I'm letting you guys in on my little book stuff. That's kind of fun, huh? If I didn't get a chance to like fully thoroughly review it, because if it's a Christian book, I also like to make sure it's like biblically sound, that it aligns with what I stand for, or what, you know, I feel is biblical. If I have a question on stuff, I'll ask my husband, you know, his thoughts on it. And so I have posted about books before, and then I have gone back and said, this is not actually a book I would endorse. XYZ and then give, you know, because sometimes, like I said, I like to thoroughly review a book. I don't like to just skim through it and then say, oh, this, no, like I will research, I will take the time to research. And so for me, it is kind of, that's kind of one of the reasons why I would like to just have an option where authors, which they do, they will reach out to me on Instagram. But if an author reaches out to me and I don't necessarily have a deadline, I will thoroughly review their book. And I enjoy doing that. And so I think that's kind of what has spurred me wanting to go out on my own and do it. Now, I would still, excuse me, I would still, you know, work for Front Gate Media, so to speak. But I really enjoy the taking the time to review and not have to have a deadline, because it just gives, you know, it gives me an opportunity to really read, really study and things like that. So anyway, so this is a book that I'll be posting about today. Now, I've gone through it a little bit. It's called The Weekly Habits Project. You know, I've gone through it a little bit, and it's kind of more of like a devotional type deal. And so it's not, you know, it's not really a book that I would just go through. So, you know, I'll be posting about this, but I haven't had a chance to fully like review it, which is fine. You know, a lot of times they just kind of want something, you know, they want help marketing, and that's fine too. But, so this is also a book I got. This is the one I was going to tell you guys about. This is the one I got from, Front Gate Media. It's by Becky Kaiser, But God Can. I did already post about this book, but I'm reading it through because I want to do a thorough review on it. So even though the deadline passed, for me to give them my thoughts on it and to post about it, I want to do a thorough review. It's been a really good book, you guys. So I'll leave the link in the show notes, but it's Becky Kaiser, But God Can. And so far what I'm getting, like it, she really helps you to kind of look at things in those question marks where we've had, you know, moments in our life where we've had a question mark. The hope is that for you to know that you can live abundantly by knowing God can. And one of the exercises she has you do that was really powerful for me, because I'm in a season of life where, you know, I'm not working. I don't have my business anymore. And I'm kind of like on this beautiful journey. And I'm so thankful that my husband, like he takes care of me, you know, financially, and, you know, I'm in a beautiful place where, you know, we don't have any kids, and I'm not saying that we don't want them. We do. If you guys have been here long enough, you know, our story, obviously we would want kids. But I am in a beautiful place where we don't have kids. I don't have responsibilities other than like managing the home. We're getting the backyard ready for my garden. I have already started to grow stuff inside, but we're, you know, we want to be able to put those outside and have like a little like farm in the backyard, and chickens. So that will, you know, pretty much be my full-time job, and that's what I want to do. But I also have a creative brain, so I do have to always be creating, and many of you can relate to that, I'm sure, if not all of you. And so, you know, I've been trying to like navigate what's next for me. What is next for Chrissy? You know, we are still trying to grow our family, and we're we've got lots of things going on with that no announcements yet, but you know, just God is working in our lives. And so, yes, hopefully I will have some motherhood duty soon. So, you know, one of the things that she had a practice, one of the things she has you do is to, in the book, she has two pages of plates. And so if you don't get the book, or maybe you get the ebook or something, you can maybe just draw some plates on paper. And she basically has you write in those plates, all the plates that you're spinning, because we're always spinning plates, right? And so this was like very, very insightful for me, because I have been spinning plates that I'm just kind of spinning them just to spin them, because I guess I have the time, or because I don't want to set it down. I'm afraid to set it down. It's something I've always been used to, or whatever the case. And so, I mean, she has you write everything, like your relationship with God. That's a plate, right? Because it takes time to cultivate that, to read your word, things like that. Bible study with your friends, or church, church volunteering, your marriage, your kids, if you're a mom, you know, your business, spending time with extended family, spending time with friends, going to conventions, you know, whatever it is that fills your time, literally you put it on a plate. And then you pray over these plates, and you go through the plates, and you just ask the Lord, what am I spending too much time in this area? Do I need to actually completely X this plate out? And there was a few plates that I X'd out. And it was honestly like I felt like a load was just taken off. It felt like it was okay to completely remove that plate from my life, from my day to day. It doesn't serve me anymore. Or even I put some notes on some of them, like maybe not so much time here, or I need to update the way I do this, or you know what I mean? And so it was really neat to just kind of see from a bird's eye view, like all the things that I spend my time on, what's serving me, what's not serving me, what needs to change. And so I haven't finished the book. As you can see, I still have quite a bit to go through, but it's a book that I wanted to endorse. I will say, and so this is a part of my book reviewing. I am not afraid to say things that I don't agree with, or that didn't, you know, set well with me or serve me or whatever the case is. She talks about the Enneagram on here. And I know a lot of y'all follow the Enneagram, you know, your Enneagram number, maybe you live by it. I don't know, but I do not think the Enneagram serves Christian women well. I just don't. That's my opinion. I just don't think it's something we should be dabbling in. And so she does talk about the Enneagram. I feel like I have to share that for those of you who, you know, maybe feel the same way I do. Just so that way, you know, and that way, if you still just, it's still a good book. It's still a good book. You know, no judgment here. No condemnation here. It's just something I don't, you know, like to dabble with. But I still think it's a good book. I'm still able to, so far, getting so much out of this book. So, but I do feel like I have to put that out there for those of you who, you know, agree with me, and I don't want y'all to be surprised. And so far, that's about the only thing that I've, you know, been, you know, not, you know, just kind of skimmed over. But if there's anything else, so this is what I do. If there's anything else as I'm reading this book that pops out to me that I feel like I need to come back and say, you know what, guys, maybe I don't endorse this book, I will. I have no problem doing that. So anyway, But God Can by Becky Kaiser. I will put the link in the show notes. So 20 minutes. I just talked to you guys 20 minutes about books. So I hope you guys enjoy books. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my book review brain and how it works and what I do, you know, and how, like, you know. Anyway, so, you know, we're in Mother's Day weekend, and my hope was to do a Mother's Day series on the different aspects of grief when it comes to motherhood, period, whether it's you as a mother, or your earthly mother, And mostly I did want to focus on, or a good chunk of that would be, was going to be miscarriage and pregnancy, you know, pregnancy loss, infertility, those types of things. And then I was going to touch on if you are in an unhealthy relationship with your own mother, or maybe you're no contact with your mother. So I wanted to touch on these painful things when it comes to holidays like Mother's Day. It's not always rainbows and butterflies. Some of you have even lost your mother. And so there's pain there, and there's maybe just, you know, maybe this is not a good weekend for you. And I get it. I have been there. And I would be lying to y'all if I didn't say I am there now, for different reasons than what I have been in the past. But, you know, I've gone through Mother's Day after pregnancy loss, and it is hard. It's just kind of a holiday that will remind you of what you're not celebrating. But I want to encourage you that if you are a mother who has experienced miscarriage, or a woman experiencing infertility, I want you to celebrate you anyway, because you are a mother. You have a mother's heart. You have that desire to be a mother. And I'm sorry, that is so worthy of celebrating, because there are a lot of women, unfortunately, out there who do have children and they don't want them. I mean, there are lots of moms out there, unfortunately, who don't enjoy being a mother, who wish they could go back and redo it. You know, there's a lot of that out there. And so if you are a woman who desires motherhood, man, I celebrate you. I celebrate you, and I hope you celebrate you too, because being a mother is a very heart and soul role to be. And man, if you have that, bravo. You know, and I know it's hard, especially if you've experienced infertility or pregnancy loss. It's hard to see that. And I get it, because I've been there. I'm still there in a way. And I say in a way because I have gone through a lot of healing. And so I have grown in that area, and I have learned how to just focus on Jesus and not what I desire and don't have or anything like that. And I've just really learned to focus on God and His goodness in my life. And I do have to remind myself from time to time, God, you are good enough. When I start to get down or I start to get afraid, you know, that, you know, well, what if it is just Darren and I for the rest of our lives? What if, you know, what if things don't move forward for whatever reason? I have to remind myself, well, what if that happens? God is still enough. Nothing changes. I've had a show, you know, go back a few shows, that's called Nothing Changes. And same thing, nothing changes. Whatever you are going through, whatever is going on in your life, whatever grief you're carrying, especially this weekend when it comes to mothers, nothing changes. God is still on the throne. He is still your heavenly Father. And even though you might be grieving a loss or grieving a relationship with your own mother, nothing changes. That does not change. He is that, the fact that He is your heavenly Father who loves you, who sees you, who is sitting next to you because He is the King on the throne. That doesn't change. And at the end of the day, that has to be good enough for us, because we are His children. And this is not our forever. It's just not. And I know sometimes it feels like it is. Sometimes it feels like the weight of the world is on us. But we have to remember this season that we're in, this world even that we're in, this life that we're in, is not our forever. If we are children of God and we believe in God, and we have that faith, and we know that there is a life after this on the other side of the garden. This is not our forever. And I don't know if that will help you, but I know it's helped me. I know it's helped me to remember that the goodness in my life doesn't end here. I can look at all the blessings in my life, and I'm so thankful for my husband and my marriage and our home and just the family and the love that we have built with just us two, and our dogs. I'm so thankful and I'm so, so blessed. But even with all of those blessings, I know that that's not all. I know that there is a whole other life outside of this one. There's a whole other, what we see on this side of heaven isn't all, whether it's good or bad. It's not on what we are experiencing on this side of heaven is not our forever. And that helps me. That gives me peace when I start to, think about those things. So, we also might be grieving. Some of y'all might be grieving. I know I am. Maybe you're not going to see your mom. Maybe y'all are on shaky ground right now. And I just want to tell you it's okay. Ask God what he would have you do this Mother's Day. If you are in a fight with your mom or no contact with your mom, and hey, I'm not here to tell you, but it's your mom, because that's unfair. That is so unfair. Whether it's a father or a mother, just because they carry those titles doesn't mean they have the right to control you, abuse you, whether it's emotionally, verbally, or physically. I mean, I know adults can still be physically abused by their parents. So I do not think that is the proper way to view that role as a father or a mother. I don't think it's proper. I don't think it's loving for anybody, especially a mother or a father, because then they get that stuck in their head. And so then they never want to change because somebody's cheering them on and saying, oh, but you're right. You're their mother. You're their father. They should do this and they should X, Y, and Z. And at the end of the day, there are consequences for how you treat people. And I don't know what your story is, but I do know that I would never tell you, but that's your father or that's your mother, because that's not loving. We need love and protection and care also. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're, as adults, we get to protect ourselves now. We get to protect ourselves. Maybe when we were young, maybe nobody protected you. Maybe, aunties, uncles, grandparents, maybe friends, their adult friends, the theirs of your parents, maybe they all watched abuse happen or mistreatment happen and they didn't protect you. Well, you get to be that person that protects you now. You get to guard your heart. You get to trust God to help you guard that heart of yours, because he loves you. And we weren't called on this earth to be abused. Yes, we are called to love and to forgive, but sometimes that has to be done from a distance. So I want to tell you, it's okay. Just because it's your father or just because it's your mother doesn't mean you have to acknowledge anything on any holiday. But I will tell you to pray about it. Don't do something out of emotion. Don't not call out emotion. Don't call out of emotion either. Any decision that we make with emotion is not good. It's never going to go right. So pray, ask God for that discernment, and follow your peace. Whatever you feel that peace is, that's God. That's the Holy Spirit. So if you're at peace with calling or texting or sending a gift or whatever it is, do it. But if peace is telling you not to, if that discernment in you is telling you not to, it's okay. Don't. You don't have to. But one thing that you do have to do is forgive. do that. Forgive, forgive. Take some time to forgive your mother if she has hurt you, your grandmother if she's hurt you, your aunties, who, whatever your motherly figures in your life are. You don't have to acknowledge Mother's Day. You don't have to. But what I'm going to tell you that we do have to do is forgive. And we can forgive without acknowledging these holidays that are hurtful, that are painful, that almost feel like a lie if you acknowledge it, you know? So just know that. Know that it's okay. You're okay. And forgive. Forgive. Give God the gift. And I'm going to say God. Everybody always focuses on me. Oh, I need to forgive so I feel better, blah, blah, blah. No. Give God the gift of forgiveness, because when we can forgive, we can also release that person over to Him, and He can work in our hearts. And so I'm going to encourage you to forgive. If you're still holding on, ask God, am I still holding on to bitterness? And forgive. Forgive and release to God. Bless and release and say, God, this is yours. You are a God of reconciliation. You are a God of miracles. You are a God of rescuing. And so I am releasing this person to you so that way you can work in it. And the more I hold on, and the more I'm angry, and the more I'm doing all of these things out of emotion, the more I'm getting in the way. So when you can forgive, you can fully release them to God, and then just move forward and let Him work. So again, I was really hoping to do a series on all of these heavy, important topics when it comes to motherhood. But life, you know, life, I had to take care of my health. And so I'm still going to do that series. I don't know when, but I will, because I have some good topics that I want to discuss. So we're going to still have a mother series. I think that's important. I think we need to do that. I think, in order to heal, we need to hear one another's stories, and we need to hear, sometimes we just need to hear, it's okay. It's okay. So I hope you guys do have a good Mother's Day. If you are a mama celebrating Mother's Day, thank you for being a mama. It is probably the most important role in the world, that and fatherhood. I mean, you guys are shaping the next generation. Y'all are, oh my gosh, you were raising up little humans to be big humans, to be adults one day. And that is the most important job that any of us could ever even dream of doing. So thank you. Happy Mother's Day.